Hi, this is Emily Schaff. I'm here for Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm here speaking with John Humphreys. John runs Lizardhead Cycling Guides, a company that runs tours all over Colorado, the Four Corners, Montana, and New York. And John is running a great event called Scout the Ride coming up this week, and we're here talking with him. Hi, John.
Hi, Emily.
So tell us a little bit more about what's happening.
So Scout the Ride is really a community event where the idea is simple. We're just trying to get as many people on bikes on the road, which is the race course, on Highway 145 south of Telluride, to get as many people out on bikes as possible and, you know, to have a good time when the road is closed, and it's really a non-threatening environment for people to enjoy road biking.
And this is in conjunction with the Colorado Pro Cycling Tour?
Yeah, so there's the Pro Cycling Tour, a big race, stage race, week-long across Colorado. The first stage is coming to Telluride, and Lizardhead Cycling Guides, we have a tour that where there's folks coming from all over, and we're going to ride out in front of the peloton, and we call it Chase by the Peloton, because the road is essentially closed out in front for a few hours. So it's a good opportunity to really feel the anticipation along the race route, and there's people camping out there, having parties and barbecues. So what we're going to do is we have a number of Telluride businesses, High Country Shipping, and Boot Doctors, and Lizardhead Cycling, and I'm going to set up some aid stations and offer people the opportunity to ride along and be able to get their needs taken care of, and then come back, circle back to Lizardhead Pass. And since it's the first mountain pass of the tour, we have to represent and make a lot of noise and celebrate the tour coming into the Telluride Valley.
And so the idea is that the road is closed for hours before the official tour comes through. So it's a great chance for people who maybe are new to road biking, or for even for kids to get on what is usually a busy highway and get out and ride.
Yeah, I mean, the highway, you know, for Telluride, busy highway is certainly relative, but there is going to be very little traffic because, you know, once the race turns northbound from Dolores, there will be no passing of the peloton. So, you know, that's a good 40 miles south of Lizardhead Pass. So that's going to be a couple hours where there will be no traffic coming up northbound, and very little traffic is going to be heading towards the peloton. So the bikers and pedestrians will rule the day, one day on the highway.
And then celebrate with some good food and beer and tunes afterwards, it sounds like.
We're going to have a barbecue and hopefully a little music, and we're going to have some flags, and dress up in costume is certainly encouraged, and try to make a lot of noise when the racers come up, and hopefully see the something develop in the race as well, where there's a breakaway. Because if you're going to want to win the race into Telluride and you're a climber, that is going to be the place to make a move on the steeps of Lizardhead Pass.
Great. And this is all happening Monday, August 20th, correct?
It is. We're going to have a group rollout from Telluride about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to ride southbound. There'll be an aid station on Lizardhead Pass, one in Rico, and then one down towards the town of Stoner. Stoner's about 50 miles from Telluride. Lizardhead Pass is 15 miles. And we'll roll out there, and folks can go as far as they want. It's going to be all different abilities. There's going to be cyclists all over the road, lots of people to talk to. And it's really going to be a party. That's really the idea. I think, town of Telluride as well is going to have a lot of activities. It's going to be great fun. But the town events are really similar to the 4th of July, where you have a lot of people everywhere and there's a lot of noise. And I think from my experience last year doing this tour, that the passes on the tour are a bit more intimate in the experience you get with the racers. You get right up next to them, and they're not going so fast since they're going uphill. So that'll be a little different. It will all be fun.
And how do riders sign up if they want to do Scout the Ride?
Scout the Ride is on the LizardheadCyclingGuides.com website. So go onto the website, and there's a little Scout the Ride drop down. Click on that. Tells you more about it. You can sign up through there. Some of the, as far as the sign up, it's $25. If it's a family, it's it's $35. Those proceeds go to benefit SIMBA as well, the San Miguel Bike Alliance. And it's just meant to, as I said earlier, just get as many people out on bikes and to have fun on when the road is closed, because that's a unique opportunity for us to have the cars out of the way and allow the bicycles to be the numero uno for a day.
Exactly. John, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for your time today.
And thank you, Emily. I appreciate it.